What's up, 5 Minute Fatherhood listeners? Have you guys seen that Family Teams Weekend Live is officially open? You can register, you can claim your spot. A 2-day event, Cincinnati, Ohio, October 18th and 19th this year. We're gonna pack 250 couples in a Memorial Hall historic theater downtown, where we're gonna lean in, roll up our sleeves, and have a workshop about building a multi-generational family team on mission. You're gonna get practical tips, you're gonna get practical tools, you're gonna leave with a family blueprint and manual, and officially you're also going to be not alone and realize there's other people who want to do the same thing as you. We want you guys there. It's selling out fast, so make sure to go to familyteams.com/weekend to register and claim your spot. And there's also a special little discount code if you're part of our Facebook group, which you can find a link to that in the info section on audio or the info section on the YouTube channel. So again, familyteams.com/weekend. It's selling out fast. Claim your spot. We'd love to see you there.
And it's important for us to try to figure out, how can we level up our family in terms of knowledge and wisdom?
Hey guys, welcome to the 5 Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to 5 Minute Fatherhood. I got a great quote here from the philosopher Bruce Lee. And, you know, we love getting wisdom wherever we can. And this guy actually had some really deep philosophical thoughts. One of the things I like about guys like this is they grow up in the East and then they live and really see the culture in the West. And sometimes people that have that kind of lens
can collide.
Just sort of say things that might be a little bit hard for us to see, but sort of obvious to them. And one of the things that he said was, instead of buying your children all the things you never had, you should teach them all the things you were never taught. Material things wear out, but knowledge stays. That is really interesting. I liked the emphasis that I think oftentimes, you hear people in the West say this, and this is almost a pretty characteristically Western thing to say, and that is that I want my kids to have a better childhood than I had. And oftentimes we mean materially. I want my kids to have more than I had. And you know, I think there's a heart behind that that's really, really good. We want all of us, and what we're talking about here at Family Teams is we want our ceiling to be our children's floor. But it's important to talk about what goes into that ceiling. And oftentimes the idea that it's to sort of pour on the material blessings, especially in their childhood, as the primary way we want to bless our kids, that can really backfire in spectacular ways. And I think that probably Bruce Lee, going from Hong Kong to, I think, LA, he probably saw this in a lot of people's lives and just sort of said, hey guys, maybe what we should be accumulating is wisdom and pouring that on our kids. What are the lessons that maybe took you a decade to learn, but that you can really articulate well to your children so that it's sort of just a basic part of the framework of their thinking, but it took you a long time to get? Because there's going to be all kinds of things they're going to need to figure out for future generations. But it's really important for us to start to think about how are we passing those things on and really be like the Proverbs. Like what Solomon was attempting to do was to create a sort of a basis of wisdom that he could then pass on to another generation. And it's important for us to try to figure out, how can we level up our family in terms of knowledge and wisdom and not simply materially?
Yeah, and I think one thing I would say too is it's interesting, right, how we in our culture think it's normal to kind of leave a family inheritance, but I've never even heard one person talk about like a knowledge inheritance, right? Like a monetary inheritance versus like actually like leaving. Like I think we need to realize we should be people, like we should be patriarchs and matriarchs and leaders of the family that leave completely like wrung dry. Like our job, I don't think some people even see that as their job of like, it's our job to actually, like we are kind of pressure cooking ourselves in all of life to grow, to learn, to advance, to be sanctified, right? The scriptural word of kind of that becoming more like Jesus. And that should be something that's passed on, not just reset every generation. Like that should totally be just dumped out. Whether that means when you die, your kids get dozens and dozens of journals, letters to them, whether you leave some videos to them or whether, I mean, obviously you don't just do it then, but whether you're talking to them all throughout, whether you have certain days where it's just like, hey, let me give you a lesson every single Friday of just one thing I've learned or whatever. Like this is so huge. And I think we just don't even consider this, that our job, like I almost consider it, like I feel pressure actually. My job is to just be like everything. I want them to have everything I've ever thought about or learned, all the way from wisdom to even like house stuff, right? Like here's how to build something. Here's how to do these things. Like I want to make sure that they are just equipped, because then I think we're then equipping our kids really well, where then they are so well-rounded, so advanced, hopefully knowing, knowledgeable in the scriptures, right? Able to engage culture. It just goes on and on and on. And I think this is really, really important. So yeah, I don't know if you would add anything else right there, but I think this one's really big.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we know it's really challenging to try to build your family team when all the tools you've grown up with or seen essentially are aimed at only helping develop family members as a collection of individuals. That's why we launched FamilyTeams.com, where you can find all the tools we've developed with tons of resources at different price points, free courses, videos, writings, etc., that help you build up and transform you and your family into a multi-generational team on mission. Check out all the resources we have over at FamilyTeams.com.